What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Coach E, Coach Eunice with Life Happens. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast today. I am so grateful for you. If this is your first time listening, if you will click over as you listen and touch the bell so that you can get the notifications when new podcasts are published. If you have not subscribed to me or followed me on social media, what is the deal? On Facebook, I'm Eunice Jones. Author Eunice Jones is my life coaching page. And yes, I am accepting new clients. So you can book your appointment there, consultations. On Instagram, I'm author underscore Eunice. On Twitter, Jones underscore Eunice. On Snapchat, Uni Jones. On YouTube, author, coach, speaker, Eunice Jones. If you'll subscribe to that, I need 1,000 subscribers so that I can go live like I do on Facebook. PropelPurpose.org is my website where I have coach-inspired t-shirts and mugs, the infamous My Bad Jesus and Focus on Being Effective, then repeat are available for purchase. My book, Love Letters, My Personal Journey Towards Healing, is also available on the website propelpurpose.org, and it's also available on amazon.com. If you have read the book, whether you loved it or hated it, leave a review. Those reviews help authors such as myself, and it will bump it up to the list so that more people can do that. So I appreciate it. Thank you to those that have supported me, that have already subscribed to me, that follow me on all social media listening forums. Also, I am a blogger, so if you love reading blogs, go to propelpurpose.org and leave your email so that you can subscribe. A lot of my writing has shifted. I'm not always on Facebook, but you can get some of the richer, wealthier writings on the blog. I'm so thankful for you guys tuning in. I'm so grateful for you. I miss July. I miss the 7th month completion. Maybe because I was completing some things and I didn't get to do a podcast, which is really crazy, but I'm telling you, July was full of incredible and amazing things, new ventures, new encounters, and just so many endeavors. I'm so grateful. So I hope that July has been just as good to you as it has been to me. So this is the 8th month. Today is August 4th, 2020. I am celebrating today with myself and my kids because 9 years ago, we packed up ourselves in my car and what we could fit in backpacks, and we said goodbye to our life at that moment, and we dared to journey to Dallas, Texas to begin a new life. And I'm so grateful that I stuck it out. I remember hitting the Oklahoma-Texas border and stopping at the Texas sign, welcome to Texas sign. And I remember myself and my children stopping there. And I remember crying and just thanking God that so many things were behind me. I didn't realize how significant that was, but I do now. This journey has been great, but it has absolutely been worth it. That is, I can't say that and magnify that in any other way. Words just cannot express, because we have been here, we have fought, we have healed, we have evolved and grown and let go of things and added things and people to us. And this has been an incredible journey. So celebrate with me. Thank you very much. So let's jump right into today's topic. I want to talk about self-sabotage. I want to talk about what self-sabotage is and how to help and identify and create some strategies on how to heal and evolve past self-sabotage. How to change the narrative and shed self-sabotage. So self-sabotage is when we actively or passively take steps to prevent ourselves from reaching our goals. This behavior can affect nearly every aspect of your life, as far as relationship, your career goals, personal goals, weight loss. I mean, it could do, basically it affects every part of you. So it's very common, but it's incredibly frustrating, and it's a cycle of behavior that lowers your self-confidence, your self-esteem, and it leaves you feeling stuck. I know from experience, the worst feeling to feel in the world is stuck. And so I want to talk about that, and I want to talk about steps to prevent yourselves from self-sabotaging, if you have been self-sabotaging, you can identify with it and you can stop those behavior. So why do people self-sabotage? Why do we self-sabotage? We self-sabotage because we lack self-worth. Okay, we just have no worth about ourselves. We don't think that we're worthy of success or love or fortune or abundance. Just depends on whatever you don't think that you're worthy. A lot of people just don't think they're worthy for life. And when you don't believe in yourself, you cannot achieve your goals, period, bottom line. Including the self-confidence is your self-worth. So if you don't have self-worth, you lack self-confidence. You lack confidence. And you're constantly telling yourself that you're not smart enough, you're not qualified enough, you're not good enough to have the things that you want and you desire. And then you act accordingly because you're telling yourself that. So you make decisions that result in you basically lacking self-worth, or you don't make decisions. You either make bad decisions or you don't make decisions at all. And when you speak to yourself in this way, as a matter of fact, it flows how it changes how you present yourself to the world. It shows how you present yourself to yourself when your image is in the mirror. And when you don't have confidence, you do things to stop yourself from succeeding and achieving your fullest and your greatest potential. The second thing self-sabotage does, and the reason people self-sabotage, is they fear success. That sounds crazy, but people afraid of succeeding is a very common thing. When you work hard for something and you succeed, you become the successor. And so if you fear it, it becomes a stress. And oftentimes you lack self-confidence. You worry about if you're not qualified. You fear not being qualified, not being prepared, or that you're going to be a phony or a fraud. And these are behaviors that lead to you limiting your success. When you're getting close to achieving your goal, you may start out doing things one way and then you stop yourself from achieving the goal because you fear success. A lot of times in business endeavors and even relationships, people are afraid to thrive because they've had disappointment and they've set themselves up and have false expectations or not realistic expectation. And so they're afraid to succeed. Another thing is, why do we self-sabotage? Is we want to place fault elsewhere instead of ourselves. When you believe that you aren't going to do well or you will fail at whatever you do, you begin to behave in a way that makes sure and it guarantees that you fail. When you think things like, I won't get the contract, I won't be in this relationship, you just place your responsibility in achieving your goals. And when you do this, and when you do fail, it's because you've already told yourself that you would. And the blame can be transferred to someone else. Either someone else would not come through for me, and I knew that this person wouldn't do this, and we justify procrastination or not being prepared. And that's what you accept over yourself, that the fault finds anywhere. So there's no accountability when you self-sabotage, because you are absolutely what it takes to make it, and you're absolutely what it takes to break it. So it's up to you. You have to be accountable, okay? And you have to behave in such a way that you do believe that you're going to make it. Another reason people self-sabotage, we self-sabotage, is we want control. We feel better when we feel like we can control things, and not in a positive way. We do this because we accept a negative outcome ahead of time. So basically saying, I know it's going to fail. I know one of the famous things that people say is prepare for the worst? Oh yeah, accept the best, but prepare for the worst, or something like that. I don't remember the saying, but that's one of the things they do, is they prepare for a negative outcome ahead of time because they feel like they can't control whether it's going to happen for them or not. And when this term, you control your failure, it's easy to self-sabotage. So I already destined in my heart, I'm going to fail. I've controlled the narrative, so I can control failure. I can control not trying. I can control not succeeding. And it's because we feel that we're out of control, when sometimes and most oftentimes you have to let life happen. You guys know I'm always big on that. Life is never going to stop happening. How you respond to it is what is going to be your greatest outcome. Another reason we self-sabotage is we fear failure. Isn't that funny? Because a lot of people fear failure, and they also fear success. So we fear that we'll give in to all the goals and still not be adequate enough in adequacy. It's easier to give yourself reasons to why you failed than truly give yourself all of the reason to succeed. And this is overwhelming. And one of the overwhelming reasons why people self-sabotage is they are afraid that they're going to fail. Well, life is going to happen. You're going to make mistakes. You're not going to always succeed. The idea, again, is how you respond to it. If you do fail at something, get back up, dust yourself off, try again. Practice makes perfect. If you don't succeed, try again. These are some of the elementary rules that we learned when we were little, and they still apply. So how do you know if you're self-sabotaging? Those were just a few ways that people sabotage. I'm not, just for the sake of this podcast, I'm not going to go on and on and on, because self-sabotaging and why people self-sabotage is a broad subject. I just wanted to narrow it down to these couple of things just for the purpose of time. And so how do you know? How do you know if you're self-sabotaging? These are a few questions I want you to ask, journal, and write down for yourself. Ask yourself this. Number one, am I prioritizing instant gratification? There are some previous podcasts that I talk about false expectations. And if you have a false expectation that your success is going to come overnight, then that's a false representation of truth and success. And so a lot of people prioritize it. It has to happen. It has to happen like this. And if it doesn't happen at this time frame, then that means that I failed. And they fear that. And if that is how you feel, if you're prioritizing instant gratification, ask yourself the follow-up question to that is, why am I doing that? The reason I'm having you ask these questions and then follow up with the why is because when you find out your why, you'll get to the heart of the matter. You can address it, you can heal from it, you can change your behavior, change the narrative, and you can grow and evolve from there. The second question is, am I avoiding what needs to be done? This is how you know you're self-sabotaging. You're avoiding the necessary steps, the necessary adjustments that it takes to accept you and to succeed. Okay, so you have to ask yourself, am I avoiding what needs to be done, and why am I avoiding that? Why is always a follow-up question because it gets to the heart of the matter. The next thing is, am I not prioritizing self-care? Self-care is so important. Self-care, self-acceptance, self-worth, okay, self-love, those all go hand in hand, and that will contradict and heal your behaviors of self-sabotage. When you begin to take care of yourself and love yourself and nurture yourself and care for yourself. I do talk about some of that in another podcast. So again, if this is your first time, there's a lot of catching up to do. You got some homework to do. The next thing you want to ask is, am I always procrastinating? Now I know for me personally, I was a procrastinator. The reason why I was a procrastinator, because it's always a heart of why you act or do something. It's always a bigger issue. You're not just doing things because you're just doing things. So for me personally, I was procrastinating because I only knew how to function in dysfunction, from traumas, from childhood, from emotional neglect, from abuse. I only knew how to function and operate in dysfunction and in trauma. And I only knew how to survive. That was just all my life. If it was the behaviors of my mother, my father being killed, just being emotionally, mentally, you know, abused or neglected, I functioned and I created behaviors, or I emulated behaviors that only thrived, that didn't know how to thrive, and I only knew how to survive, and I only knew how to function in stress, and I only knew how to function in dysfunction. And so as I begin to grow and evolve and heal through life and life's happenings, I said, okay, I have to relearn some behaviors, change the narrative. How do I function when all I know is dysfunction? How do you change a bad habit to a new habit? You create better habits and you replace the old habits or the bad habits with good habits. I say this all the time. Anything that you do more than 21 days becomes a habit. So you habitually learn to develop better behaviors, better responses to things. And procrastination for me was, I always waited till the last minute because I only knew how to function under pressure. Now I produce some pretty good stuff because that's all I had to work with. And so I had to relearn, Eunice, don't procrastinate. Don't wait till the last minute. Set up some time management, learn better time management. Do it if you can do it in the day. Do it where you can do it and it's not due until 2 weeks. Don't wait till the last minute. So I had to relearn those behaviors. So you need to ask yourself, why are you procrastinating? And if the heart of the matter could be because you've only functioned in dysfunction or distress, something to think about. The last question is, am I focusing on self-defeating thoughts? I say this all the time. My eighth grade teacher would always say, stop the stinking thinking. And that's exactly what you have to think and think in, is self-defeating thoughts. Are you thinking that you're defeating? Are you telling yourself that you're going to be defeated, that you are defeated? If you are, you need to change those thoughts. Those thoughts become words. Those words become life. Change your thoughts. Change your thoughts, change your words. When you change your thoughts, you change your words, it'll change your life. So you have to begin. I'm so big on mantras and affirmations. Speak things. Go and Google what self-confidence and self-acceptance mantras that you can come up with, and goals and things that you can affirm over yourself and over your life or your situation every single day. Okay, so ask yourself those questions and why you're having self-defeating thoughts. Again, it could stem from something as deep as childhood trauma or neglect or emotional neglect. I'm telling you, everything has so much to do with what we've suffered and what we've gone through as a child. And it can have some positive effects because you may have gone through and may have seen good structure and sound working and good ethics and morals as you grew up. So it's not always a damaging, debilitating thing. It can also be a good and positive thing as well. So don't always look at it as a negative, but the heart of a lot of things that life happens, and as we go in our response and our emotional behaviors toward, or our just learned behaviors, is because what we lived through as a child, good and bad. I don't want you to just focus on the bad. So how do you help yourself? How do we identify? How do we help stop these self-sabotage? And how do you stop self-sabotaging? Number one, you got to identify why you're exhibiting self-sabotaging behavior, and you need to overcome self-sabotage by rising above this destructive behavior. Identify with how you're doing it. We talked about some of the things, like I said, that was only like four or five, but there's a ton of ways people self-sabotage. You would be surprised on some of the ways that people self-sabotage. So start evaluating yourself and get with some help. Get a therapist, get a life coach. That's what we're here to do, is to help you identify why you are self-sabotaging and those behaviors, self-destructive behavior. I had a tongue twister there. And identify with it. When you're able to identify and expose what the area is, you can uncover that and you can begin to heal. Once you identify with it, the next step is to create goals. Change your behavior. You can't stop doing one thing and then just not say, I'm not going to do it. You got to replace it with something good. So if your behavior, again, we talked about procrastination, that was my behavior. What did I have to do? I had to be better with my time management and say, this is completed at 5. I'm not going to do it at 4:30. I'm going to do it at 2:30 so that I can do it ahead of time. You got to change those unhealthy behaviors with good, healthy behaviors. Okay. You have to honor that. One of the greatest things, the next thing I want to talk about, is having an attitude of gratitude, being grateful for what is good, what has gone right, being grateful and thankful and accepting and embracing what has gone right or what did work out for you will help boost your confidence. I tell my clients all the time, one of the main things and one of the requirements of being a client to me is that they have to have a journal and they have to journal. I don't always read their journal, but they absolutely have to have a journal. The reason why is, let's say that this session is going to be for 6 months. At month one, they're journaling. At month three, they might get discouraged. But if they've journaled and they've wrote down things that they're grateful for, having that attitude of gratitude, when they may be struggling at week number 24, they can go back to week one or week five or week 11 and they can see, you know what, I conquered that. I overcame that. I was grateful for that. So they can have and celebrate small victories, so they can be grateful. So that can carry them in having gratefulness and a spirit and attitude of gratitude will help carry you in, and it will build your confidence. It'll build your faith. It will build you your esteem, and it will help carry you and care for you in those times that it's frustrating. So having an attitude of gratitude has saved my client's life, and me for that matter. I mean, let's be clear. Another thing is self-acceptance. Accepting yourself and your flaws and being exactly who God designed you to be is one of the greatest things that you do to literally destroy self-sabotage. Just accept, own and nurture yourself. Self-care. Take care of yourself. Boost your confidence. Boost accepting what you are, even the things that you're good at, the things that you're not good. Learning to own and be worthy and accept who you are. You got to focus and take some time on self-care. Stop focusing on what you think you did wrong or you're doing wrong and work on recognizing what you've done or you can do right. Focus on giving yourself time. Relax. Above all, have compassion on yourself. We teach people to have grace and mercy and compassion on everybody else, but nobody teaches you to do it to yourself. And that is one of the biggest factors that will kill and destroy self-sabotage. So think about that, okay? Feel good about yourself. Move past your fears. Move past your failures. Make yourself a priority every single day. You don't want to lose you. Because you got to look yourself in the mirror, okay? So begin to prioritize yourself, boost your self-confidence, and allow you to be, this will give you the time to be better equipped to face and move beyond self-sabotage. Again, I'm always going to talk about being a life coach, not because I'm a life coach, but because we are effective and we help you. We are agents of change. We are agents of healing. We are agents of transformation. So we can launch you into your purpose and help you create the tools that are already in you. There's greatness already in you. I say it all the time. It's up to you to draw that out and build your confidence so that you know that there is greatness in you. And then you can just draw those things out. Again, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you guys journaling and journeying with me. It's been a long, hard roll. Life Happens with Coach E has been in full effect for a year and a half now. It's been 19 months. So I'm really excited. I thank you guys who have hung it out, stuck it out with me. I appreciate you. You know, anything that you guys want me to talk about and do a podcast over, y'all hit my inbox or my email or text message me and let me know so we can talk about it. Anything you want to know and some steps in doing it and how we can coach you through it and how we can help you heal, that is absolutely what I'm here to do. I want you to take time, focus on what you need to do to be effective, and then repeat that. Maximize on your greatest potential because there's nothing but greatness in you. And that's what I want to do is help draw that out so you can be the best version of yourself. Love, light, grace, and peace. This is your girl, Coach E.